Yeah, that's one of the other things I do is an educational assistant within the school system. And wow. So, yeah, the thing is, we as believers need to embrace those with disabilities of different kinds. You know, we need to offer that support, show understanding, and make sure our church programs even reflect the fact that there is something there for people who have special needs.
Yeah.
Because I've seen in churches where, you know, they're just doing their program and then somebody comes along with a special need and they're like...
And I think sometimes it's not like, I don't even think it's malicious necessarily.
No, it's just they're not prepared for it because they're not thinking about it, you know? And we need to stand up for those that are considered most vulnerable in our society. You know, James 1:27 actually says, "Religion that our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world." So this passage actually talks about widows and orphans, but the implication is here, to look after those who maybe cannot look after themselves without help. So if we don't step up and lead the way as a church, then it really is shame on us that we're not doing all that we can to make sure that we're welcoming people who need that help.